Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
It is right on 10:30, and Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales joins us. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you today on this cold morning?
Yes, it is a chilly old day. What have you got to warm us up?
Yeah, look, I thought we'll have a bit of a Menangle focused on the pace this morning. I caught up with Club Menangle's racing manager, David Wonson, just earlier this morning, just to see how the track is ahead of today's big meeting. And he said the track's in really good condition. They've still got all their trials on as well, so that states that the track is holding up quite well. They did receive 20 mils of rain overnight. But yeah, quote from David, track is good. It's just a bit fresh out there, so it's going to be nice and cold out there because we're expected to get a bit more wind later this afternoon. But top day of racing at Menangle today, and I'll obviously go through the full preview with my tips later on with you, Cozzy. But just having a quick snapshot, we've got four heats of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge. There'll be plenty of eyes focused on race two today, where Jillaby Nitro will be going around. He's currently the best performed two-year-old for the season so far in terms of prize money earned, and the fastest winning two-year-old for the season. I caught up with Jason Lee yesterday. Jason drives Jillaby Nitro and his mum, Margaret, trains the horse. And they arrived with four horses to the Menangle Park Training Centre on Sunday night. And a quote from Jason yesterday in terms of Jillaby Nitro was that he was on the walker and he was jumping up and down as we spoke. So he's certainly travelled up well from Victoria, but he's very experienced in travelling already. As a two-year-old, he travelled up here to New South Wales for the Bathurst Gold Crown Carnival, and of course went to Queensland where he won the Australian Pacing Gold. So even though he's only a lightly raced young horse, he's certainly had plenty of experience on the travel front. As for the Lee family, I mentioned they brought up four horses from Victoria. They have their free-for-all pacer, Jillaby Bandit, trialing today. And they also have another one going around in a heat of the Breeders' Challenge. This one is a filly in Kiang Jackie. So she's heading around in race four. And Jason's pretty confident of her chances as well. He's impressed with her three starts to date, so we'll keep an eye on that. So, yeah, this Alabar Breeders' Challenge series is certainly turning into some top races already. We have the semi-finals for the two-year-olds on June 15 at Menangle, and also for the four-year-old mares. So really looking forward to that. As for Menangle, fields for this Saturday night's card were released last night, and it's exciting to see that Ignatius is back on track. He's obviously getting ready for the four-year-old edition of the Breeders' Challenge. That semi-final is at Menangle on June 22. So Iggy, he's had two starts back this prep, Cozzy, for 2 seconds, both to Elmer's Image in Group 2 races, which were the Renshaw Cup and the Truro Memorial. And trainer driver Jimmy Rattray, he produced Ignatius at the trials at Menangle last week, and he won easily. He rated 155, which is just a walk in the park for him. But nice little fitness run heading into Saturday night's race. So that's one to look forward to. That is race 7 on the program on Saturday night. Another driver that we see back in the form guides, he's actually driving around at Menangle today. He's got one drive today and a handful at Menangle Saturday night, is Toddy McCarthy. He's just fresh back from Sweden, where he represented Australia in the World Driving Championship. And Toddy on Saturday night has quite a few drives, including in the main feature of the program, which is the Group 3 Harness Breeders New South Wales Go Girlfriend Series final. He's handling Rock and Roll Pearl, a Victorian mare. There are a couple of Victorian mares in the race, but I'll touch on that in just a sec. But as for Toddy McCarthy, even though he's spent some time away, Cozzy, he hasn't lost his top positions in either of the drivers' premierships. So he's still the top driver in the New South Wales and Metropolitan drivers' premierships here. So that's pretty good for him. But yes, as for the Go Girlfriend Series final on Saturday night, tab fixed odds for the race should be out tomorrow. But yes, a couple of Victorian mares heading up in terms of Wrapped Over a Rainbow and Rock and Roll Pearl. So the mares got into this race from heats that were held in the major regions of New South Wales at Wagga, Bathurst, Newcastle and Penrith. So it's good to see some interstate rivalry there and some strong local hopes like Love My Sister, who was very strong winning her heat up at Newcastle last week, and Gerarda's Delight for Mark Hewitt, who's very rarely far away from the money. As for other features at Menangle on Saturday night, Cozzy, we also have the Group 3 Trotters Foundation Series final for the two-year-olds. Only attracted five horses in the race, Cozzy, but it's a good little match race. We've got Giamondi for Blake Fitzpatrick. He's unbeaten in three starts up against Playboy in Paris, who's won his last two starts. So really looking forward to that little match race, despite it only being a five-horse field. So some good racing coming up this weekend. I'll have more information on that on our On the Pace programs on Thursday and Friday morning. So we'll look forward to that.
All right, terrific. We'll have you back a little later on and find all those winners from an angle.
Yes, I've studied my form hard and hopefully I can get quite a few winners for the listeners today.
Good on you, Amanda. Amanda Rando, 24 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.